Christ. To start the sermon here this morning, I wanted to tell you a short story about a Father Robert Green. Some of you might have heard of Father Green before. He was a priest ordained in 1937, and he was a Mary Knoll missionary. As a Mary Knoll missionary, he was sent to China soon after his ordinations. And when he was in China, he experienced many sufferings. He was there to spread Christianity. He was there to bring Christ to the people of China. And as soon as he arrived, what ended up happening was he was faced with the Japanese and the World War that was going on at the time. But it wasn't until 15 years later, still being in China, that another big event took place that very much affected his life. In 1949, when Father Green was in China, he had a small village. He already had a parish set up, and he would go out and travel oftentimes to distant villages. But in that year, the Red Army, or the Communists, came in and started to take over the different villages in China. And in this year, they came to his village as well, which was Tong'an. When they came to the village at first, the Red Army was claiming to be liberators or freers of the oppressor. And what they wrote on the side of his church was freedom of religion, basically stating that Father could still offer Mass, still offer the sacraments, the parishioners could still come to Mass. But Father was well aware of atheistic communism and the ends for which they seek, which is the destruction of our faith and the destruction of the church. And so, too, that did happen in China. That did happen in his parish. Slowly, in incremental steps, his ability to offer Mass, his ability to have the sacraments for the people become more and more restricted. And eventually, he was confined as a prisoner in his rectory. He was charged with being an American spy. And so he had constant watch over him and also constant interrogations. They would come in multiple times during the day and ask him question after question, trying to essentially cause him to break down or, in a sense, give a false testimony against himself. And this happened for some time. He also got to see many horrors while being in his rectory. They changed his church into a prison, and anybody who was against the communists' cause in China, or even anybody who was suspected of being against their cause, was put in prison. And he had said that during one point in time, every day they would execute two prisoners. So they would be these men who were suspected criminals or people against the communist state. They would bring them on stage. Somebody would come up from the crowd and accuse them of some crime against the state, and then they would pronounce death on them. They would take him right off the stage, and right in front of all the people, they would execute him. Father Green said that he kept count of the number of people who were killed up until the point where his count got erased. It counted up to, I think, 76 executions before where he was marking down what was happening got erased or washed away. But the one aspect that I really want to focus on about Father Green, about this trial that he had gone through in China, was the fact of the brainwashing and the indoctrination. Father Green got to see many of his parishioners, many of the little kids that he taught catechism, turn against him. Every day the communists outside of his window would have what they called indoctrination classes. So they would bring the Chinese people of the village to these meetings and basically brainwash them. And for those people who would not go along with what they were pushing, they would torture them. Oftentimes they would hang them by their thumbs from the ceiling until they confessed belief and allegiance to the Communist Party. Or if that was not the case, they executed them. But these brainwashing sessions were a means that the Communists used to change the mentality of the Chinese people. And they were trying to get Father Green to make a false accusation against himself. They wanted Father Green to say that he was a spy and not truly a priest. And because of the protection of our Blessed Mother, Father Green persevered. And in 1952, he was kicked out of China. And it was after that point he wrote his book, Calvary in China. And there's also a short film online called Crossroads or Calvary in China. And so there's good means for us to learn about what he had gone through during this time. And the reason why I bring it up is because so too in our own time, there is in a sense a brainwashing or a propaganda that's taking place. My dear friends in Christ, we have to be very careful where we go for our news. We have to be very careful where we go for our social media. Because of the fact that atheistic communism, those who are against the church, have no qualms about lying. They have no issue with putting people to death. They have no issue telling us things that are not true in order to get us to go along with what they want us to believe. And my dear friends in Christ, I warn all of us, be careful where we go for our news. Be careful where we go for our information. Because how often we see that when we watch the news, we might get upset, or might get frustrated, might get agitated or worried. They want us to be agitated. That is the enemies of the church. They want us to be disturbed. But my dear friends in Christ, let us not lose our peace of soul. Yes, we have to be informed on what's going on in the world around us. It's very important that we know what's going on so that way we can make well-informed decisions on how we act today in preparation for tomorrow. And there are some different sites, just as a recommendation, that we can go for news. One such site is LifeSite. LifeSite is a conservative website that provides information against abortion. They do a lot of work trying to overturn that ruling that allowed for abortion. But they also provide a lot of good Catholic news about things that are going on around the world. Another one is the John Birch Society and the New American. My dear friends in Christ, it's very important that we try to get good information on what is really taking place, what is really going on, so that way we can make good decisions. But one other warning I want to put out there is that I've heard and I've seen in different occasions or times where if we turn to the news, we can say that there's liberal news and there's conservative news. And oftentimes we'll follow what we believe to be the conservative news or information we see. But my dear friends in Christ, we have to be aware that atheistic communism, our enemies of the church, are very wise. They understand that if they can control both ends of the spectrum, then they can control a majority of us, even those who are trying to live a good life, trying to be conservative. That's why I just put the warning out there. Let us try to find those good sources of information, that way we can be informed. That way we can make right decisions, because these things do affect our life, these things do affect our church, and ultimately they affect our eternal salvation. But with all the situation that we're dealing with here today in our world, my dear friends in Christ, let us not be disturbed, let us not be downcast, let us not be upset or anxious, because just as we see in the gospel here today, we see how the gentleman, the ruler, comes to our Lord. He has a very hard situation, a very heavy cross. His daughter has just died. What a humongous sorrow and grief to lose one's child. And look what he does. He comes to our Lord, before our Lord, and asks our Lord to come and heal his daughter. What faith and what confidence this ruler had in our Lord. So too the woman who has the hemorrhages, the woman with the issue of blood, she comes forth to our Lord and says, if only I were to touch the hem or the tassel of his garment, I shall be saved. What great confidence, what great trust and faith in our Lord. And so too we, as those striving to save our soul, as those striving to live a good Catholic life, and all of the difficulties and the struggles that we're faced with, whether in our own personal spiritual life, whether in our family, or whether in our country or all over the world, we should do our very best to do what we can to fix the situations. But ultimately, our trust, our confidence, our security should rest in Almighty God. This is very important because we know that there are so many things that can bring us down today. There are so many things that can cause us to, in a sense, have a bad day. But my dear friends in Christ, let us do our very best to fix our situations. Let us do our very best to take care of the things that we can take care of. But after we've done our best, let us leave the rest to Almighty God. Our Blessed Mother is certainly watching over us, and she surely wants us all to save our souls. And I put a just a strong plea out there for us all. If there is anything that we're struggling with, if there's anything that is causing us to be separated from Almighty God, if there's anything that's causing us to be separated from His church, let us make it a priority, let us make it a point to take care of that as soon as possible. Let us not delay. The devil wants us to believe we have plenty of time. I'll take care of that next week. Or I'll take care of that when I'm ready. I'm just not ready yet. Well, my dear friends in Christ, as we've seen in this last year, things are certainly changing in the world around us. There are many challenges and difficulties. So too, let that be a wake-up call for us. Let that be a means of motivating us to take those steps that are necessary to improve our lives, to improve our relationship with Almighty God. For if we ask our Blessed Mother for help in whatever it may be that we struggle with, whatever it may be that we're challenged with, our Blessed Mother hears our prayers. For Father Green, it said that, and I've seen that when he was in prison or held captive, he would pray his rosary. But they already had taken his scapular away, they took his rosary away, they took everything away from him, so he prayed his rosary with his chains. So you can imagine praying your rosary with chains. So Father Green had a great devotion to our Blessed Mother, and so too should we. Because our Blessed Mother tells us that in the end, her immaculate heart will triumph. And that if we are to persevere to the end, we need to be devoted to Mary's Immaculate Heart. So let us, especially now, as we're coming up to December, which is not too far away, in December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, let us try to increase our devotion to our Blessed Mother. Let us try to increase our devotion to her Immaculate Heart. And the best way that we can do that is praying and asking for an increase of devotion. And what does an increase of devotion mean or result in? An increase in devotion to our Blessed Mother and her Immaculate Heart means that we will love Mary more. And if we love our Blessed Mother more, we're going to love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ more. And when that time comes, when we leave this world, we're going to be happier forever in heaven. So my dear friends in Christ, let us be very cautious where we go for our information. Let us be very cautious where we go to get our news. Don't lose your peace of soul. Let us strive to be informed by going to good sources. But remember to have that confidence and trust in our Lord and our Blessed Mother. For, as it says in Scripture, if God is with us, who can be against us? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.